When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
So I guess I'll put my dude voice on since we couldn't get a hold of Jason.
Yeah, we tried.
Bruh.
Okay, come on now. I don't know if I can handle you doing this all in a dude voice.
No? Okay. I'm having some severe sweats about my buddy's plan to pull this massive prank on his wedding day.
Uh-huh.
They're getting married in 3 months. They're both spontaneous and love joking around. And a few months ago, she pulled the biggest prank on him, and he says he's got a brilliant plan to get her back on their wedding day.
Okay, this sounds bad.
Like he thinks it's going to be a viral hit.
Okay.
The idea is he's going to pretend to not show up.
Oh, my gosh.
After time passes, he's going to have me and his groomsmen check on him and say that he freaked out and left.
Stop.
He knows she'll eventually laugh about it when he comes back. What do you think of this idea? I'm just afraid it's not going to sit well with her family and friends and all the guests, even though they all know they joke around with each other a lot. What do you guys think? Should I try to stop this or just go along with it? Bro, help me.
So Jason wants the words to, I think it sounds like if he actually wants not to be a part of this.
Yes, because I think
that's
he's
what
afraid.
It sounds like
that's like the one day you don't mess with. Like you can mess with and prank each other every other day, but the wedding day should be sacred, right?
He is okay.
Because so, it could go wrong. You listen, you know better than anybody. When you proposed, you pretended to break up with her. That had a level of danger, right? Because she could have been like, you know what? You're right. I was feeling that way too. Okay, it's been fun. Bye-bye. And then what if she's just like, she decides that she can't marry someone like that? He's freaked out. He's changed his mind. Fine. I'm done. And then she runs out and crying and it's awkward for everybody. And oh my gosh, yes, I understand the fear.
Well, but I did that just between she and I. When I asked, when I told her I was going to break up with her, then I said April Fool's and I proposed.
Yes.
I did
but
that
still an
just,
element of danger.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm saying doing this in front of people, friends, family, an entire
everybody,
congregation of people, that's bold. And I would probably recommend against doing something like that. But you know what? I'm a stick in the mud.
Oh, you're a stick in the mud? Listen, even if she suspects that it's a prank and that he is just pulling away, she's still going to be left up there standing awkwardly. Like, what is she going to say? And how long is he planning on pulling this off?
Yeah,
I mean, he's going to go so far as to, oh, the groomsmen checked. He said that he left.
I know. That is... That's too long. And like, there have been weddings that I have actually attended where there is a pause. It's like, you know, the wedding was supposed to start at 5. We're waiting for the groom.
Oh, gosh.
And everybody's just kind of like nervously like going,
and then show up
and
bail.
And then, you know, it was just a delay and, you know, everything was fine, but it's like, you know, the wedding starts like 5 minutes late or whatever. And okay, groom's finally here. Everything can begin. But this guy is wanting to let the wedding already begin and then do it. That's a no.
So Shelby said, on Facebook, my fiance and I love to pull pranks and joke around with each other.
Uh-huh.
We're also getting married in a few weeks.
Oh.
If he ever pulled anything like this on our wedding day, I'd be furious. Uh-huh. Absolutely not funny at all. Tell him to skip or make a new plan.
Okay, so we need to give Jason the words to say to the groom to talk him out of it.
I mean, maybe we screenshot Shelby's comment and said to say, listen, show him this.
Listen, is Shelby the fiance?
No, because they're getting married in 3 months. She's getting married in a couple of weeks.
I was like, did she just scoop her own prank?
No, this is a few weeks.
Oh, that's
funny.
Few
weeks versus a couple of months, so it's not her, but yeah.
Well, at least she would know.
Yes.
Yeah. So. All right. 502-795-1997. Maybe you've got some advice, personal advice, because of something you did that backfired. Let us know. 502-795-1997. Or you want to just tell Jason the words to say. It's group therapy. Weddings are stressful. We're trying to make it not stressful. But Jason is a groomsman in a wedding, and the groom-to-be is wanting to make it stressful by playing a prank on his bride-to-be and...
by pretending not to show up.
Exactly.
And so many people on Facebook are like, terrible idea. May end up being the end of the pranks and the end of the relationship.
Whoop.
Jessica, pranks are supposed to be funny. This is not funny. I think you need to stop him or get the bride involved if need be. This would ruin her day and could even ruin their relationship. Jess, don't mess with the wedding. Yes, I said her wedding. Kelly's like, yeah, no, smash some cake in her face and call it a day.
I don't recommend doing that either.
I don't know about that. Rachel says, if my fiance did that, I don't think I'd marry him. It's not funny at all. It's cruel and immature. Tell her, because it sounds like he's a tool and wouldn't listen if you told him your concerns. So let her decide if she wants to show up.
Amy, you're thinking along those same lines.
I think that they should use this to turn the prank around and prank him on the wedding day.
Okay. Go on.
Oh, okay. So meaning like she's not showing up?
Yes. I'm a prankster. Okay. I love pranks. I like do all kinds of pranks. So like when you all say it, I'm like, oh, this is a perfect opportunity to prank him if they can get the bride in on it.
Okay. So like, let's turn the tables.
So
but
almost.
Then do we clue the guests in? Because they're going to still be hanging out to dry going, what is happening? This is so awkward. I want to go home.
I mean, no. No.
Okay. All right. We leave them in the dark, but we clue her in.
Yes, because she will like ruin her makeup and all that. So right. She believes it. But if they prank each other, she may be like, y'all are liars.
That,
you know.
You know what, Amy? I kind of like the devil on your shoulder there and to clue the bride in and say, hey, look, this is what your jackass fiance is going to do. So here's what you should do instead.
How do you want to handle it?
Yeah, exactly.
And then they can't, you know, he can't really be mad at them for not participating in this prank because he's the one getting pranked now.
Yep. Love
you
it.
Know, so
okay, so we, and then, but then he's like, they tell the bride, listen, you can't let on that you know, though. Like, you just got to play
right.
it off like
oh,
you
yeah, no.
figured he would do something like this because you know him. That's the way she's got to play it off. Because then you know, he'll get mad at his buddies.
He's the one waiting at the altar for her. So really, you know,
that's
last
true.
Minute runaway
that's
bride.
I like that.
That is all true. Right. He is there first. Okay.
All Amy, right. thank you.
You're welcome. You guys have a good day.
All right.
You too. Bye.
Hi, DJ X.
I mean, sometimes pranks work out because I know this radio show guy, he tried to break up with his girlfriend and then proposed to her. So...
it's kind of the pot calling the kettle black a little bit, huh?
Just a little bit. Just a bit.
Thanks, Amy. That's going through a tunnel. See ya. Travis also rolls in and says, hey, maybe the groom could do the prank at the reception if he's hell-bent on doing the prank and you don't decide to clue the bride in. Do the ceremony, not the time or place. So maybe the reception.
So there's a couple of other plots. Brad, the love physician, to build on Amy's idea, decoyed bride.
What do you mean, have someone else?
Somebody else dress up and walk down the aisle, maybe cover the face with a veil or whatever.
Oh my gosh.
Could be fun.
Okay.
Dr. Aaron says maybe they prank the guests together. So maybe Jason clues the bride in, and then the bride, like, comes to her groom, saying, hey, I got this great idea on our wedding day. What do you think? Like, it's her original idea.
I don't like the pranks at all on the wedding day.
I'm nervous about it, too.
I don't want any of it.
I know. I want no part of it either.
So, listen. That's Kelly and my stance. Don't do it at all.
Yes.
But
what the majority of people are saying. But
right.
there are some other things that you can do.
So, yeah. I was going to say
if you want to try to stay in the prank lane.
Right.
To make it less disastrous.
So, Jason, mind the Facebook comments, and next time, answer our phone call when we call, okay?
Yes, it is more helpful to be able to work through this with you.
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, keep us posted. Let us know if there's going to be a funeral or a wedding, and...
but get video, whatever happens.
Yeah, keep us posted.